Hopefully each of you is having a good evening and have had a good week thus far. Tonight our time looking at the Scriptures is going to be taken from the Old Testament. The book of Jonah is a very brief book, four chapters long. But in it we have some valuable lessons in God loving all human beings and life, giving men eternal spirits which will never die, sees and beholds as he does from his heavenly throne the condition of the souls of men, wherever they are, and has always seen and watched and sent warning when departures from his will were widespread, as certainly was the case in Assyria at this time. The Bible tells us that the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." God's concern caused him to select a man, appoint this man prophet to Nineveh, send him on a mission to proclaim a message of repentance. This is similar to many other prophets that we read about in the Scriptures. This is the message that was preached even as John the Baptist went forth and the others who preached, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." But they were calling upon people to do some self-examination, reflect on where you are presently, compare your life to what God has been telling you all along. These in the New Testament, you look in the gospel accounts and you're looking at people who had known, been brought up in the way of truth. The law of Moses had been given to them centuries before. They were familiar with it. Their lives were based upon it. Their holy days that they observed on an annual basis were all based upon what the Scriptures taught. And yet, the Scriptures had been defiled. They had been corrupted. Additions had been made. And thus, oral traditions had been given equal weight to the Word of God, and men had departed from the truth. In Jonah's time, it was a matter of replacing God with different gods. The idolatry that was widespread during that time, of course, was something not unique to Nineveh, but was also in nations throughout the world at that time. But God's message was, give them a warning. He says, cry out against it. We know that Jonah was told by God to tell the nation that they had a limited amount of time. Because in chapter 3, when God once again, the second time, verse 1 tells us, spoke to Jonah, he said, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the message that I tell you." So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a three-day journey in extent. And Jonah began to enter the city on the first day's walk. Then he cried out and said, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." The idolatry today is a different sort. The departure from God's will varies in its nature. You do have idolaters today in parts of the world, people who still worship images. You have the modern idolaters who worship material things, the covetous heart that pursues after goods as opposed to God. And instead of preaching a message today in our community and in our home base, you could say, that relates to graven images, we're trying to call people back now to know God as He reveals in His Word, a God that many claim to know, but they don't know His true nature many times because of various philosophies that are in the world, but also they don't understand the heart of God. They don't understand the church of God that He has established. They certainly don't understand the salvation of God that has been made possible through Jesus Christ. We live in a place that is filled with religious error, as many have heard in days gone by, but ours is one that we need to be familiar with to the point where we can show where the truth, as we have clearly studied in the Scriptures contradicts the teachings and doctrines of men. And when we can make that point clear in the minds of people and also warn them that our days are limited, we don't know, we need to be prepared at all times for the Lord's coming because we live in the last days, the return of Christ could be at any point in time. And people who have followed the teachings and doctrines of men, people who've been deceived by the atheist or the evolutionist who reject God, whatever the error that people have succumbed to, their souls are in danger. And we are the Jonahs of our day, to go forth as already has been declared to us, to preach the gospel to every creature. We're told he who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. The message is, according to Jesus in Matthew chapter 28, one that relates to the greatest task in all of the world, but we're not left alone. Jesus says, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. We have that assurance and promise. But there remains yet people dying and lost. Jonah, unfortunately, was a man with a hardened sort of heart, didn't have an interest in seeing the salvation of the Ninevites, because the Assyrians were an especially cruel people, had been cruel to God's people in some of the warfare that was waged against them. He wanted to see them judged. Our hearts must not follow Jonah's, but rather long to see people cleansed of their sins, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. No matter what enemies we may have, no matter what opposition we may strongly feel toward the sin in people's life, we should want them to be able to turn from their sins and receive the hope that only exists through Jesus. Tonight it may be that your soul is stained with sin, that you haven't yet turned to the Lord, that tonight your soul is like those in Nineveh who, as they heard the message that was proclaimed, not only was it just repent in 40 days, but it was revealed to them the nature of their sin. God's Word reveals to us the nature of our shortcomings. If our shortcomings are such that we realize now, I'm far from God, I haven't even been cleansed by His blood, you know what you need to do, because God's plan and His Word is clear. Faith, repentance, confession, baptism brings us into the family of God. Faithfulness keeps us there, where we are ready and prepared for the day that Christ will return, so that on that day we'll see a Lord that we're not terrified of, but rather one that we have longed for all of our lives, and that will speak those words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." If you're here as a child of God and you know that your life is such that those words and your hearing of them is in doubt, why not renew your zeal? Return to the Lord who loves you and be restored to a faithful walk. He calls you because He loves you, and the invitation is His as we stand and sing.